fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 18th of November. Prepper tip of the day. There's a book I read over the weekend. Excellent book. The author appears to know some of the folks that I know and we talk about here on our show, Steve Quayle, Dave Hodges, and others. The book has 197 footnotes. It is a novel, and it has to do with the spiritual nature of the battle that we are involved in and will soon be engaged in much more dramatic fashion. The title of the book is Things Are Not As They Seem. I say again, Things Are Not As They Seem. The author is Mr. Daniel Holdings. Mr. Daniel Holdings. Great book, and I highly recommend it. About 390 pages. I read it over the weekend. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Mr. Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, you're living your dream down there in Lebanon, building a world-class tactical training center. You have your machine shop set up where you do precision machine work, building rifles, repairing rifles, and modifying rifles to be better than they were before. Well, congratulations, sir, because you are, in fact, living your dream, aren't you?
I really am, and I have a lot of men to thank for that. Rick Brown and Bo Allenstein and Dwayne Denny and Mark Westcott, Evan Westcott. These are men that have helped me incredibly with time and resources and effort and sweat and blood to make this thing a reality. And it really is coming along. We are actually looking this week at the top of what will be our tower. We're going to build a 100-foot base and then put an additional 60-foot tower on top. We found a tower. And we've just got to figure out how to take it apart and move it to the Freedom Center, and we'll be on our way.
All right. Well, I know you're in the process between now and the end of the year of determining the training schedule. which is going to be worked around the competition schedule. What's the progress on that situation?
Well, I can tell you this. Our last long-range rifle course of the year will be the last day of November and the first day of December. So that'll be the last introduction to long-range shooting. If you have a rifle with an optic, a scope, that's 10 power or greater, and it has a parallax minimization feature, and you have some match-grade boat tail ammo, and you want to learn how to shoot at long range, this is the class to take. Then on the very next weekend, I believe that would be December 7th and 8th, we're having the last competition of the year, the Freedom Center Rifle Championships, and there'll be a 1,000-yard bench rest competition for small group, a 1,000-yard bench rest competition for score, and then a tactical match, a steel tactical match for tactical riflemen. And there will be prizes on the table. Last year, I think the prize table for the three champions, I think there was a handgun, there was a suppressor, and there was cash. And so when the three champions were awarded their prizes, we had them draw from a deck of cards to see who get to go to the prize table and choose their prize first.
All right. Now tell me, on that 1,000-yard range, are there wind indicators other than the natural trees, for example, that are between the firing line and the 1,000-yard targets?
We try not to put them out there. We try and have anything that is not natural not on the range. We want men to develop tactical-level wind reading skills. And so they have a choice of a spotting scope, a rifle scope, the grass, the trees, the leaves, the dust, the insects, the birds.
Well, on my range, I only have a 125-yard range, and I've got wind indicators at every 25 yards. And it's amazing to see wind at 25 yards, no wind at 50, and then more wind again at 100 yards. And I'm sure the same thing just out at 1,000.
Yes, in the advanced classes, not in the first class. We do teach basic wind reading in the first class, but in the advanced classes, we get into something called a weighted wind average to deal with that exact scenario. What happens when you have the wind blowing one direction at 100 and 200 and blowing the other direction at 600 and 700? What do you do? And it's a very complex matter that we simplify. We make it simple. We give people a weighted wind average methodology. It's a little more math intensive than your typical wind reading, your basic wind reading. But once you pick it up, it's extremely effective. It allows you to make first round hits as far as 2,000 yards if your weapon system will fly that far.
Well, I know the military has downgraded the and changed the instruction for snipers to get more snipers to be able to pass the course because there is a lot there. It's not just being a trigger puller. There's a lot of mathematics and knowledge that goes into precision marksmanship, aren't there?
Well, the farther you shoot out, the more tools you need in your toolbox. So if you're shooting to 300 yards, an accurate rifle with a good scope and the maximum point length, blank range zero, will work fine for you. Now, you get out past 300 yards, and you start to need some basic wind reading skills. You need to know where does your rifle hit when it's cold versus where it hits when it's hot, that type of thing. You get out past 800 yards, and all of a sudden you need to understand relative air density effects, temperature, humidity, that sort of thing. You need to put that in your toolbox. You've got to understand yaw of repose or what they call spin drift. There's some other things. And then when you get out past 1,200 yards, you can add what we call the Coriolis effect, earth-based effects that impact where your bullet is actually going to hit on the target. And you need to add that to your toolbox. And you also need a weapon system that is extraordinarily accurate. to shoot past 1,200 yards. So each little segment you increase the distance you want to shoot, you need extra tools to be effective.
Of course, those men and women who think the Earth is flat don't need to worry about the Coriolis effect, do they?
No, if you're a flat Earth shooter and shooting north, okay, you're just going to hit right farther and farther the farther out you shoot. The bullet's just going to hit farther and farther right, and you're not going to understand why. It's going to be hard for you.
I was approached by a flat Earth believer on this show about 3 years ago. He had about 20 or 30 seconds, and I cut him off, and I said, you're not going to be on this radio show anymore. It's amazing how otherwise bright people get caught up in this, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, you could talk to any jet pilot that's been above 40,000 feet. You can see the curve of the Earth from 44,000 feet. Anybody that's been above 40,000 can see it. The other interesting thing is I saw the other day on Facebook a picture of the solar system from afar. So imagine yourself out where Pluto might be orbiting the sun and taking a photograph, and it showed around Jupiter, around Saturn, a tiny little dot for Mercury, and then this flat blade called Earth. And I almost spit my coffee on my keyboard. I laughed so hard.
No kidding.
Yeah, every Amazing. Heavenly body is round. Mm-hmm. You know, everything we can see in our galaxy and our universe is round. These people that think the Earth is flat, I just ask them, will you take me to the edge and show me the edge, please? And they come up with all kinds of crazy things to say to me. Well, that's guarded by the government. You can't go to the edge. And I'm right. like, well, it sounds like you've already gone to the edge of insanity is what it sounds like to me.
Right, right. No, I don't want to eat a bunch of airtime on silliness, but it is kind of an interesting distraction. Well, Sam, the Freedom Center USA, I do want to be in that next, now that's entry-level precision marksmanship, this next one coming up.
Is November 30th and December 1st.
November 30th and December 1st. Well, put me on the list. I'm going to make sure my calendar is clear. My gunsmith is making some minor fairly heavy modifications to my precision rifle. But I believe it will be ready by then. At least that's I'll talk to him today and make sure. We're upgrading the stock. There's a new stock that's been introduced, and I'm making one of the modifications you suggested. So hopefully that'll be ready to go by that weekend.
Yeah, make sure you have a bipod and a rear bag. I've got the ammo here for you that you pre-ordered, so you should be good to go, and we've got you a slot in the class.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, I'm going to upgrade my hearing protection also to get a more of a slim fit hearing protection. I'm looking forward to it because when you're in this kind of class, you dig things out you haven't looked at for a while, at least myself, and make sure everything is squared away, ready to go. Maybe make upgrades as necessary. It's all a win-win situation, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And you know, with the new firing line, the way it's set up now, it's just a great place to go out and shoot for a day. There's nothing like it in the Midwest. It's just a wonderful place to be. I've spent the last several days testing rifles. So the good weather this past week, you know, I had a whole batch of barrels go off to the nitriders. So we've been assembling and testing, and I have just so enjoyed being out on the firing line with the sun shining and a light breeze and just playing in the wind and seeing what these rifles are do. Our first 260 improved semi-auto AR-10 shot a third of a minute at 300 yards in windy conditions. So I can't wait to see what that rifle does under ideal conditions. I'll post some pictures on the Facebook page when we get the chance to shoot it under ideal conditions.
Outstanding. Well, as I said before, and this is radio, this is people who haven't heard me make this statement before, I qualified expert in U.S. Army with the rifle. I'm an NRA certified firearms instructor, including rifle instruction. I've competed with rifles, and I know that my skills are not where I want them to be, even though I'm better than probably 95% of the men who own a rifle. I'm not satisfied with it. That's why I'm going to be at this class the last weekend of this month and improve my skills. And I want to encourage other men to, and women as well, as far as that goes, to stop and think a moment about where their skills are and where they would like them to be, and hopefully not be satisfied with less than perfection. What do you think, Sam?
I think a continuous improvement mindset is key to something like precision rifle shooting, and I would encourage people, do not be afraid to take a class. This is a relaxed environment. It's not a sniper training. We're not going to drag you through the mud and make you shoot your rifle with mud all over your gun and yourself. You're going to be in a heated classroom. You're going to be out on a comfortable range in the shade. We're going to transfer knowledge to you in a way that you couldn't possibly imagine, and your skills are going to grow 10x in 2 days. This class is the most important thing that you could do for yourself as an American rifleman, and you will be a different shooter when you leave than when you came. Your skills will be so much higher than they were. We're going to teach you how to control barrel harmonics. We're going to teach you how to deal with horizontal dispersion, vertical dispersion. We're going to teach you how to synchronize the ocular lens to the parallax knob of your scope, something most people don't know how to do. We're going to show you different shooting positions. We're going to show you how to integrate your reticle to your trajectory of your weapon system. We're going to teach you about relative air density and how to make changes. You will have so much more confidence past 300 yards than you ever dreamed of. This class is the one to take.
The majority of men and women who own a rifle with a scope on it don't have a clue what you were just talking about. They don't.
And that's why they need to take the class.
Exactly. Exactly. I have neighbors that have been hunters for decades, and they don't know that there's even a difference between an entry-level scope and a world-class scope. It's just, to them, it's just a scope, and they don't even know there's a difference other than price, and they don't know why the price would be any higher for one scope than another. Maybe their grandfather recommended a Leopold, for example. But other than that recommendation from a well-meaning father or grandfather, they don't have a clue. And point being, this is where Freedom Center USA is where you go to get real answers from real experts, real training from real experts, and develop real skills from experts. And that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah, and the interesting thing about the way we train people is we make it simple. It sounds complicated on the radio. It sounds complicated when you read it in a book. But when you come to the class, we simplify everything. It's not complicated. You do one simple thing at a time, and that's the road to success. And in long-range shooting, we make it simple, and we transfer knowledge, and you leave with that knowledge, and you leave with tremendous confidence. And that's the real key, is that you learn the right way to do it the first time. You learn the simplest way to do it, the most effective way to do it, and it makes sense, and you understand, and your confidence just soars after the class. You know you can hit something at 500-600 yards after the class. You don't have to think you might or guess that you might. You know that you can put a bullet there.
And that gives confidence that's based on reality, as opposed to being confident that you can do something just because you own high-quality equipment. That's a false confidence. It's based on something that may or may not work. But confidence based on reality of being on the range, getting professional, high-quality instruction, and then seeing the results, that's where it's at. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 18th of November. We are going on a cruise. What a great time to be away from the ice, the snow, the slop, the cold weather, second week of February. Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, that's as good as it gets. There's 20 restaurants on this ship. How about that? You could literally have a meal at a different restaurant every day. It would be quite an experience, and it will be quite an experience. I hope you can go with us. The details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. There's still cabins available. Our cruise director would be glad to talk to you about this, mail you a full-color brochure. Our cruise director is Betsy Murphy. Her telephone is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Building with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. Sam, it's such a common thing for men to believe they have skills they don't, to believe that because they own a good quality firearm with possibly a good quality optics on top of it, that's all they need. And nothing could be further from the truth, could it?
On the deer hunter, the guy that's shot in a benchrest match, those are all great experiences, and they're valuable experiences. But if you want to be prepared for what's coming to this country in the near term, you're going to need some more skills. You're going to need a little bit different equipment. You're going to need to start thinking logistically rather than tactically. You're going to have to do both. And it's important that you realize that, that you make a decision that this country is worth fighting for, that we're not going to let this thing devolve into a socialistic elitist rule, and we're going to defend our way of life. And once you've made that decision, it's pretty easy to find the motivation to start making some small changes.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Absolutely. If you got a question or comment, this is Farmers Money. The call number is 800-313-9443. Now, because of time and expense, a lot of people can't travel to Lebanon, Missouri for training. But there is a, as far as entry level, there is the Appleseed Project, which has training in most of the 50 states. Cost is minimal. It's, I think, good quality entry-level training for people just wanting to get started. In addition, they give a lesson in history of the United States around the Revolutionary War period. So wherever people can get good quality training, they need to be getting it, don't they?
Yeah, another place to get some low-cost experience is to shoot some three-gun matches. You know, certain types of rifle competitions or gun competitions are more useful to tactical skills than others. The three-gun competitions are good stuff. You learn how to shoot a pistol. You learn how to shoot an AR-15. You learn how to pick up a shotgun and work that shotgun at different targets under a little bit of time pressure. The matches don't cost an arm and a leg, and you get to shoot different courses of fire during the day. It's a wonderful way to get really valuable experience. You can get trained at your range. You can shoot three-gun matches. You can go practice on your own and look at some YouTube videos of Rob Latham teaching pistol skills or other people teaching tactical skills. There's good stuff out there. And, you know, in Inspector Zero, this guy's got some great videos out there. If you want to learn a little bit about how to tactically handle firearms, this guy's pretty skilled. I've watched him, and he's as good as just about anybody with a handgun. And so if you want a model of someone to copy or emulate, look at Instructor or Inspector Zero, whatever his name is. You can look him up on YouTube. And just watch this guy move. Watch how he operates. Watch how he draws. Look at his footwork. It's immaculate. And study these guys that have real skills. If you can't afford to take classes and go out and travel and shoot competitions, study some people on YouTube. You've got that available to you.
Well, here's Inspector Zero. One of his videos has had 9,582,000 plus views. Yeah. there's quite a few there videos from Instructor Zero, and just being at one of these or one or more of these matches, even without being a competitor, you're going to learn a lot, aren't you?
Well, you could go and watch a match. You don't even have to spend money and shoot. Just take a couple hours and go watch some of the experts shoot in a three-gun match. And look at how their footwork works. Look at how they operate their gun. Watch them do magazine changes. You know, and if you watch the best shooters in the world, you're going to learn something. You even if you don't even realize you've learned something, you're going to learn something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's a good, that's a good hint for people, too. And these three-gun shoots, they happen all over the country, don't they?
They're all over the United States. You know, and if you're out west, look at a place like Gunsight to train. If you're in the Midwest, come to the Freedom Center. If you're on the East Coast, Operational Tactics does first-class training. You know, you've got Front Sight, which I think even advertises on this show. And, I mean, you've got so many options where you can find real quality instruction. There's really no excuse not to unless you just haven't got the cash, then it's time to hit YouTube and watch some pros operate and see what you can figure out.
There you go. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 18th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a project. We're starting our fourth year in January of locating images of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines, and TV shows and movies. We're way past two dozen now images of continents with new coastlines on TV shows and movies. And it's phenomenal. Now, this has been going on since the 1950s, and you can be part of it. If you find an image of a continent with a different coastline, a new coastline, a TV show, or a movie, get that screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my six DVDs as a thank you. It's a lot of fun. Need to keep moving this forward. Also, my website, of course, if you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? It's not going to fix itself. Get yourself an energy cleaner. I help people all over the planet. If you already have your energy cleaner and you've got your life back, you have somebody you know, maybe a sibling, maybe a parent or an adult child that really needs an energy cleaner. What a great Christmas gift, energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number, is 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, the training you provide, I have no doubt whatsoever, is going to save a lot of lives and help protect freedom. And that's why we talk about this every Monday for 2 hours. It is so foundational and so important. Riflemen helped this country become free in 1776. And it looks like riflemen will once again step up to the plate and defend freedom and liberty once again, doesn't it?
They sure will. And I think the socialists, they're actually elitists that are masquerading as socialists that want to reduce the planet's population and take control with technology. They believe that they're going to achieve eternal life through technology. We as Christian men believe that we're going to achieve eternal life through our Savior Jesus Christ and through God's grace. And so we kind of differ on that, and there's going to come a point where we're going to be killing elitists and socialists to protect our way of life and to protect what's right and what's good. And it's really smart to be prepared for that, because once things kind of break loose, logistical items like guns, firearms, spare parts, thermal sights, 50 BMGs, and armor-piercing ammo, all that kind of stuff just kind of disappears from the planet. It's very difficult to find. So being Absolutely. Ready ahead of time makes a huge difference.
Now, most of the men and women listening to us do have some kind of centerfire rifle, but almost none of them have spare parts, which would be firing pins, ejectors, and springs. Now, if they call up the Freedom Center, they can have a custom kit put together for their specific rifle, can't they?
If it's a common tactical rifle, we probably have parts in stock. We can send them. If it's something that's not common, then we can point them in a direction where they can make a phone call or go online and buy a kit.
That's very helpful, and I encourage everybody to do that. We got a caller and holder. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle. Well, we lost Kyle. Kyle, you can call back if you do, if you feel like it. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, spare parts right now are inexpensive, easy to get, and what a shame to have the rifle you intend to defend your family's lives with to become useless because of a broken spring, a $1 spring, or a $2 firing pin. What a shame that would be. We got a caller and holder. We got Ron in Idaho. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, man. I have a quick question. If you could answer. I have wondered for some time if perfect conditions, you shoot a rifle, say a mile or a mile and a half, the trajectory and the accuracy of it, if you shoot northward, eastward, southward, and westward, is there a change in the trajectory and the accuracy?
Yes. The short answer is
how
yes. How
much of a variance is there?
Well, let's say you're shooting at a mile, okay? 1,760 yards. And let's say you're shooting a 50 BMG with a 750 AMAX. You're going to have some gyroscopic effects. You're going to have some earth-based effects. Here's the problem. The gyroscopic effects cause your bullet to drift right. So if you're shooting north, the earth, your target is rotating to the right. So the target is going to rotate in the direction your bullet is drifting from the gyroscopic effects. So you're going to have less point of impact shift when you're shooting north because of yaw of repose. It follows the target to some degree, depending on the weapon and the spin rate of the bullet and that type of thing. When you're shooting south, the opposite occurs. The target is moving to the left as the bullet is flying, and your gyroscopic precession effects are causing the bullet to drift right, so you will get your greatest disparity in point of impact horizontally when you're shooting south with a right-hand twist barrel. When you're shooting east, the target is falling, so the bullet will hit high. When you're shooting west, the target is actually rising, so you tend to hit low. And the degree that you hit low, high, left, or right depends on where you are on the planet. So if you're on the equator, these effects are greater. If you're on the edge of the Arctic Circle, these effects become less. And so you have to know your longitude, your latitude, the azimuth of your fire, the spin rate of your bullet, the precession effects, and this is why we use computers for a firing solution when we shoot past 1,500 yards.
The variance would be maybe a half inch of the target hit, or what?
Oh, no, more than a foot.
Oh, wow, that much. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it'll cause an airball miss. Yeah, it's not an inch or two. It's a couple of feet to yards, depending on how long the shot is and how fast your bullet is flying and that sort of thing.
So a hunter out in the woods needs to know whether he's shooting north, south, east, or west.
You have to know the exact azimuth. For example, if you're shooting northeast, your bullet is going to hit high, and it's going to tend to hit left. If you're shooting southwest, the opposite. And so you have to know the exact azimuth, and you have to have some very sophisticated math to get an accurate firing solution. And you have to know a lot about your trajectory, your bullet, your spin rate, and the gyroscopic precession effects that will either add or subtract to what's happening from earth-based effects. And you also need to know the vertical component of wind drift to put into that equation. So there's a lot going on there.
Wow.
Interesting. How about that?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ron. We appreciate it. We got Kyle back. Kyle from Montana. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, John, I don't know what happened. Somehow I just started hearing a commercial when I called in before. But to follow up a little bit on the previous caller, you're talking about yardages that are quite a bit beyond 500, correct, Sam?
Yes. So let's take a 308 cartridge as an example, and let's quantify it. Let's be really specific. So at 600 yards, in a 10-mile-an-hour full-value crosswind, which means the wind is blowing 90 degrees to the path of the bullet, the wind will cause the average boat tail bullet, or the 118 military long-range ammo, which is a 175-grain Sierra boat tail, it will cause that bullet to drift objectively about 26 inches on the target. Now, that can grow a couple inches or shrink a few inches based on the altitude and the air density. But a 10-mile-an-hour wind will cause the bullet to shift 26 inches at 600 yards. Now, we add on a left-to-right wind, we're blown 26 inches to the right, we're going to have to add 2.5 inches of yaw of repose, or what some laymen call spin drift. So you could be easily 29 inches right. If the wind's blowing left to right, you could be 23 inches left if the wind's blowing from right to left, because when the wind's blowing right to left, it counteracts the effect of the spin drift, or the spin drift counteracts the effect of the wind drift. They're opposing each other, so you get less total movement. When the wind's blowing left to right, the yaw of repose stacks on top of the wind air, so you get more drift. So at 1,000 yards, the spin drift or yaw of repose, same thing, might cause 6 to 7 inches of drift to the right. And that same 10-mile-an-hour wind at 1,000 yards will blow that bullet over 10 feet to the right.
Yeah.
So as you see, 500 yards, you're dealing with spin drift less than 2 inches, and you're dealing with wind drift under 10 miles an hour less than 15 inches, 16 inches. But when you get past 600, those numbers start to grow quite dramatically.
Yep, that has been my experience as well. I usually, if it's approximately 500 yards, it'll stay within the kill zone if you know enough about your rifle to hold where it needs to be held. You know, that's been my experience. But the other question, I had a couple other questions, and I don't know if I just missed this because my internet's been cutting in and out today. Just real quickly, what platform is this 260 that you're shooting that amazing group with on?
Well, we've built them on a standard short-action bolt gun platform, and we've built some. We assembled our first AR-10 semi-auto platform this past week, and it shot a third of a minute group at 300. And by the way, this particular cartridge with a 135 A-tip bullet, it has half the wind drift of a 308 at 1,000 yards. So if you're in a 10-mile-an-hour wind with a 308, you're getting blown 10 feet to the right. This particular cartridge only gets blown about 5 feet to the right in the same exact wind. And the other thing that's interesting about this cartridge, it hits with 100 foot-pounds less energy at 100 yards, which isn't much, but at 1,000 yards, it hits with 500 foot-pounds more energy than the 308. And where the 308 goes subsonic at 1,100 yards, this bullet goes subsonic at 1,500 yards. In Montana, probably 1,600 yards.
Wow. And that is the 260 Remington you're talking about, correct?
It's the 260 improved. So it's based on the 260 Remington case. You can shoot a standard 260 in the gun, and then it blows the case out the first time you fire it to this 260 improved shape. And now you have 5 grains more powder capacity and just tremendous velocity and wind bucking and accuracy.
Okay. Thank you. I have one final question real quick, and it's completely a different rabbit trail. John, have you heard anything on any more of these red flag laws working their way through Congress or anything? I'm just curious. I haven't heard hardly anything in the news.
I'm not aware of any at the federal level. At the state level is where the action's been, as far as I know. Sam, how about yourself?
Well, there's a number of red flag laws that are being introduced in at least 15 states. But the interesting thing is, I don't think any of them in the states where they're being introduced have a chance of passing. Places like Missouri and Oklahoma, the Republican state senators are not going to pass a red flag law. They may clear the House in some areas, but they're not going to clear the Senate or get signed into law, that's for sure.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate this. I always love Firearms Monday. And if I had the money, Sam, I would be there at the end of this month. And but trying to travel that far with that much, I wouldn't. I can't do it, but I sure wish I could. I would sure encourage anybody that's within driving distance to go do it.
Hey, Kyle, keep in mind, if you have a bolt-action gun, but you don't have a lot of cash, and it takes a .30-06 round or a .308 round, it has a .480 bolt face, we can re-barrel that gun to a .260 improved very cost-effectively for you.
And then in order just to get quite a bit of brass following up on that, so if is the only way to actually, is there a place where a guy could get like 300 or 400 or 500 rounds of 260 improved brass already formed?
We could form it for you, you know, or you could just buy standard 260. You can shoot standard 260 in the chamber. And then if you're a reloader, we can sell you a 260 improved die and seating dies that work with both, so you're in good shape.
Excellent. That's very – and just for curiosity, like I have a Ruger .30-06, regular stainless, that, as I've talked about before on the show, it's extremely accurate in 30-06 with a 180 grain boat tail bullet. Or I think that's what I was shooting. It's been a while since I'd done it. But anyway, if that is that accurate, would you still suggest going to the going to that 260? Because literally I did hit, and I've got witnesses, a 12 by 18 inch steel target 5 out of 7 times once it was zeroed in at 1,000 yards.
Well, and here's the question.
Hold that thought. Hold the answer. We got a break. We got a break. We'll be right back, Sam.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Sam, go ahead and continue with your answer there, sir.
So the question was, does it make sense to rebarrel my 30-06 or my 308 to a higher performance 260 improved cartridge? And so here's my answer. If you are shooting 500 yards or less 99% of the time, and you have less than 1,200 rounds fired on your barrel, it does not make sense. I would not spend the money. If you are looking for the capability to make first-round hits in variable wind conditions past 600 yards on live targets that you're trying to kill, the 260 is an enormous advantage. It hits with 400 to 500 foot-pounds more energy than the 30-06 at 1,000 yards, and its wind deflection is half. In other words, if you make a wind reading error of 2 miles an hour with the 30-06, you'll miss your target by 2 feet. If you make that same wind reading error with the 260 improved, you'll miss your target by less than a foot, and you'll probably hit the target if it's a game animal. So that kind
so,
of
Sam,
I help. Go ahead.
Yeah, it does help. I'm just curious. So what would a rebarreling in that cartridge approximately, I realize it could depend, but what would it approximately cost?
Well, do you want flutes or no flutes? Do you want it threaded for a suppressor or don't you?
Probably not. If I was going to do it, I would spend the money and get it right. I would probably have a suppressor and fluted.
Okay, so if you're going to flute and suppress the gun, the barrel to get it rebarreled is probably going to be around $850 plus shipping.
Okay, all right.
Now keep in mind,
you know, that's a lot of work.
Well, we're talking German steel, nitrided barrel, threaded and fluted. Now, if you're not going to do the threads and flutes, you're down to about $600. So, but you still get the nitriding.
Okay, excellent. Thanks, John. I won't keep. Okay. I know you're winding down here, so
we are. Kyle,
have a great
day. Call.
Have a great week, gentlemen.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Kyle. Well, what words of wisdom you want to leave our listeners with this week, Sam? We got about 90 seconds left.
Well, John, I, like a lot of men, are deeply concerned about what's going on in this country. And what I have for you today is a short prayer, and that is, our Father in heaven, help us find courage to defeat the evil that the socialists bring. Let freedom ring, let the white dove sing, let the whole world know that Jesus is King. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. God bless
amen.
You and have a great week, John.
Amen. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Let's have you back next Monday. Great way to end the show. Tomorrow morning, I'll be talking to Steve Ben-Noon today. See if Steve can join us if his schedule allows. The first hour, second hour, Leon Green. Ironically, Leon Green and Sam Andrews both own the same pickup truck, a Dodge Cummins 12-valve engine pickup truck. Not new. Obviously, they're different trucks, but same model. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.